This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The U.S. House of Representatives voted on Wednesday to formally authorize its ongoing impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden.
The yeas are 221 and the nays are 212. The resolution is adopted.
House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan says the Republican-led House is committed to finding out the truth.
The House has now spoken, and I think pretty loudly, pretty clearly, with every single Republican voting in favor of moving into this official impeachment inquiry phase of our constitutional duty to do oversight.
House Republicans have accused Biden of corruption either while serving as vice president or president, but previous investigations have failed to find any evidence of wrongdoing by the president. President Biden issued a statement after the vote dismissing the inquiry as a baseless political stunt. Biden is preparing for a possible 2024 election rematch with his Republican predecessor, Donald Trump. Meanwhile, a federal judge has put Trump's trial on hold while the former president mounts an appeal claiming immunity from the charges. Here's AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
The trial in Washington is scheduled to start in March. Judge Tanya Chutkan's decision will likely mean a postponement. She granted the pause so the former president can pursue claims he is immune from prosecution for actions taken while president. The dispute over the scope of presidential power could be decided for the first time by the Supreme Court. Chutkan has flatly rejected Trump's arguments, writing in her order that the office of president does not confer a lifelong get-out-of-jail-free pass. A significant postponement could delay the trial until after the presidential election, as Trump tries to reclaim the White House. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com. This is VOA.